Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think on the line.
We'll get her on the show, man.
Maybe we'll have a clarity on this Eagles game Sunday once we talk to the expert. And he is sponsored by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region. Go to PantherEast.com. And he is also part of the GM Shuffle podcast. He is the gridiron genius, the great Mike Lombardi. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
We're doing good. But, Mike, we got a weird situation in this town right now because both of our teams are playing the Cardinals. Even though the Phillies, it's win or leave, Eagles are just 4-0, hoping to be 5-0. Which game do you think matters more to our city?
Oh, I think it's the Eagle game by far. I mean, look, the Eagles are building something special. I think the fans see it. I mean, they felt it this summer, and then the reality of the season has kind of played out the way the excitement has been. And you know, when you have a Super Bowl contending team, I think that can override anything. And look, let's face it. I mean, baseball once was America's favorite pastime. I don't think it is any longer. I know a lot of people still love it, but I don't think you can replace football. Look, people actually watched that game last night. Think about that, Angelo. I know you fell asleep, but people actually watched that bad game and coaching malpractice that was happening. So I think it's football.
Mike Lombardi. All right, Mike, I just speaking of what went on here last Sunday, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick in the draft. Did the elements get to him? What happened to him in Sunday's game?
It looked like it, Angelo, when you watched the tape, and it just didn't look like he had control of the football. You know, it's the hardest thing to do is I used to say this about Jared Goff, you know, when he played at the Rams, and anytime he played in cold weather, he had a table for two by the heater. He was, like, so uncomfortable. And you knew he wasn't going to play well in cold weather. And some guys, like Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't affect him, or Brady. But it's something you really have to take into account. I mean, last year, Tua played played in Nashville a game in December. It wasn't cold, but by the middle of the first quarter, it started to rain. And Tua couldn't control the football. He couldn't control it. And the Titans just rolled. And this is when Miami was on a huge win streak. And the Titans rolled the game. Weather does play a factor. Weather plays a factor in how you build your team because of where you're located. The players have to be able to prove it with the kicker who kicks. There's a lot of things that affect weather. And this kid, it was disappointing. He grew up in Georgia, you know, so he's really never had elements. Of course, he's had rain, but, you know, to me, it just didn't respond.
All right, but here's where he's a number one pick. He has all the talent you could ever hope. So right now, Mike, you have to make a decision right now as a guy who was an assessor of personnel. Would you rather have Hurts running your team or Lawrence?
Well, I think Lawrence is more talented, Angelo. Yeah. I think there's no doubt. I think he's more talented. I think he needs to be coached. I think one of the things, and this is a tribute to the Eagle organization and Nick Sirianni, is they have put Hurts in the system that he really functions well in. He's running Oklahoma's offense. Whereas if you put Trevor in that offense, he wouldn't be as well. Just like if you put Trevor in the offense in Jacksonville, if you put Hurts in that Jacksonville offense, he wouldn't be as well. See, football is a completely different sport than baseball. You can play third base for the Yankees and get traded to the Mets and play the night game. In football, you can't go from one team to the other and not carry the scheme with you. And people have to understand the schemes to really maximize the player's talent.
All right, so, Mike, you're saying that Hurts is running the Oklahoma offense. I know somebody else who's run that offense. It's the guy they're facing Sunday, Kyler Murray, right? Compare these two and tell me who you think has a bigger upside.
Well, I think it's Hurts. And I know people are going to be shocked by that, but Murray can't see. If you watch the first half of the Carolina game, Carolina rushed him perfectly. They pressured him inside. You have to pressure him inside, and your ends have to close down so he can't escape. The guy is averaging 5.9 yards per attempt down the field. and he doesn't run as much. Where he gets into really into where he becomes an effective player is when the play breaks down and it's a loose play and he can become, you know, the road runner and just run around and throw the ball because he can throw it and he's fast. But when he has to play the position of just purely quarterback, it falls apart for him and he's not big enough. Buddy Ryan had a great saying. He used to say, there's a place in football for the little man. It's just not in front of the big man. And that's Murray's problem. He can't run like Hurts can because Hurts is a big man.
Yeah.
And Murray's going to get hit if he runs all the time. So he's backed off the running the last 2 years. Angelo, they haven't scored a point in the first quarter all season in four games.
Yeah. They were saying to me here at the Borgata, Mike, that if you want a great bet, pick the Eagles in the first half since they have 85 points in the second quarter. And the Eagles have been a great first-half team, and Arizona hasn't done a damn thing in the first half. I'm just wondering, though, how long did those trends continue? You have to worry about that, right? Maybe Arizona wakes up?
Well, I mean, but you have to look at the talent level. Look, they haven't played well at home.
Yeah.
I mean, they were soundly beaten by the Rams there. The score doesn't really indicate it. I mean, Kansas City went out there opening day and just moved the ball. Vance Joseph tried to play man-to-man against Kansas City, and he got beat. You're not going to be able to play man-to-man against Philly in this offense and really survive because Hurts runs. I mean, the guy is going to run the football. He's on pace to have over 200 carries, which would be by far the most of any quarterback in the National Football League. So if you don't take away the sixth offensive weapon in their offensive arsenal, you know, you've got the two receivers, you got the tight ends and two backs or three receivers, whatever you want. He's the sixth guy, but he's the most dangerous of the six. Now, Jacksonville did a good job of taking him away in the run game, but that, like we talked about last Friday, that gave Miles Sanders all those inside runs, and he made advantage, and he took advantage of them.
All right, now there's one other aspect before you get to your pick, Mike, and that is noise and the noise. And I can think the Eagles now are they're the toast of the National Football. Everybody loves them. They're number one in the power rankings. Oh my God, what a team! But here's the thing: you saw this with Bill Belichick when you were with the Patriots. How did Bill tune all the noise out and just have him focus on the next game?
Well, I mean, that's really a hard thing to do. You basically have to make sure that there's nothing more that you talk about other than the game, the day, the next play, the next day, the next everything, and not get too far ahead and talk about all this other stuff and focus on that. And it comes from the head coach. It comes from the organization. You can't control what people say outside the building. You have to control what people say inside the building. And look, I thought last week's game, getting behind 14-0, gives them a little bit of, okay, we got to get this thing fixed. Let's turn it around. And the best thing you want is to win and not play your best, because now you get the players' attention. And I think that they're going out there. It'll be a very challenging game. It'll be a hard game for them because the Cardinals realize that they're going to step up their game in order to beat them. They're going to get everybody's best shot.
And I'm nervous about this rookie kicker the Eagles are using. Who do you think's going to win that game, Mike?
I think Philly should win the game. I just doubt Arizona has not played well all year, Angela. I know they've won two games. Last week in Carolina, Carolina couldn't complete a pass. Baker Mayfield was not very good.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield's only had 16 completions per game so far this season, which is not good.
Right.
And so they couldn't – I mean, there was ample opportunity for throws and runs on that tape. They just didn't make it. You know, the Raiders were up 20-0 against them at the half. I don't think this is a very good team defensively. I think they will struggle to stop the run. I think the Eagles will win, and I think that young lady who's going to bet her 401k might be wrong.
Oh, wow. I'm going to tell her then, Mike. You might see her here. I know you work at the Borgata as well. Mike, he's got the Eagles in a win. He usually does. Mike, you're the best. Thank you, friend.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Mike Lombardi, let me know.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.